Mel Gibson's new movie, Apocalypto, is set during the waning days of the Mayan civilization. It's a period piece with subtitles and no stars, and that means Gibson and the Walt Disney Studio have quite a marketing challenge. As NPR's Kim Masters reports, they're hoping to mobilize support from the huge Latino audience.
Even if Mel Gibson hadn't made well-publicized anti-Semitic remarks after his drunk driving arrest in July, Apocalypto would be tricky to sell. Filmed in the Yucatec dialect, the movie tells the tale of a young man who flees those who have marked him for sacrifice. Despite his image problems, Gibson is an Academy Award-winning director, and he will make appearances and give interviews to promote the film. Disney publicity chief Dennis Rice says Gibson feels he has addressed questions arising from his arrest in an interview on Good Morning America. At this point, the challenge is to get audiences to view the movie on its own terms.
We want to separate, you know, Mel the man from Mel the artist, and I think if people both in the media and in the public are willing to evaluate the movie on its own merits, the movie will do quite well.
Public relations veteran Michael Citrick is not working on Apocalypto. He says Gibson may be able to get audiences to consider the film apart from the filmmaker, but not if Gibson isn't prepared to answer questions about his bigoted remarks and patiently.
You have to tell him not to react angrily. He's got to react very matter-of-factly, because tone of voice as well as what you say is important.
Disney and Gibson are trying to walk another delicate line. Without losing the general audience, they are wooing Latino groups. The hope is that Hispanics will mobilize for Apocalypto just as Christian groups did for Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, a film that grossed more than $600 million worldwide. Disney's Dennis Rice says Apocalypto may not be as galvanizing in its subject matter, but Latinos are enthusiastic moviegoers, at least when it comes to mainstream commercial films. Studios have had much less luck luring Latinos to films aimed directly at them, but Rice believes Disney can succeed.
We want to cater to each individual Hispanic group as opposed to create this one-size-fits-all plan, which we don't think understands nor appreciates and certainly doesn't respect the Hispanic community the way they need to be.
If Disney has its way, Apocalypto will have a splashy premiere in Washington, D.C., attended by Latino movers and shakers. Meanwhile, Gibson will try to arrange events around the country that include local Hispanic leaders. That process is underway.
I enjoyed the movie greatly.
Rick Sarmiento is chairman of the Latino Business Association. He saw Apocalypto at Gibson's offices on the 30th of October. After the screening, Gibson met with his handful of guests, stressing the modern parallels of the story told in the film. Sarmiento says he was convinced, citing a scene in which a daughter takes on a role of motherhood and leadership.
And that exists today. You know, when we look at the amount of Latinas that are opening up businesses that are, you know, they're the fastest growing demographic in the entrepreneurial world is Latina entrepreneurs.
3 days after seeing the film, Sarmiento presented Gibson with a humanitarian award at an already scheduled Latino Business Association gathering. The Los Angeles Times scolded the decision. In an editorial, the paper called the LBA a cheap date for overlooking Gibson's anti-Semitic comments. But Sarmiento says the award was only about the film.
It's an endorsement of the accomplishment and its relevance and its positive impact on the Latino community. For me to comment on anything else wouldn't be appropriate.
The Los Angeles Times wasn't the only group looking askance at the award. Alex Nogales is president of the National Hispanic Media Coalition. He says he's looking forward to seeing the film, but he does not think any Latino group should associate itself with Gibson.
If it is about going to the theater to see the film, great, I will be there. If it is about a party to honor this man or where this man is going to come to speak, I won't go. Why would I?
Nogales says the National Latino Media Council, with members from major Hispanic civil rights groups, will meet shortly, and he will urge them to take a similar position.
This film, although it may be brilliant, was done by someone who still insists that the Jews started World War II. And that, for us, especially in this time in our lives, when our friends and neighbors and family are being treated as they're being treated here in this nation, this is not a point for us to embrace that kind of bigoted individual.
Whether Gibson can overcome that kind of resistance remains to be seen. Apocalypto opens December 8th. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.